SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Abortion access seems to be the issue that animates the Democratic presidential ticket, a Harris-Walz ticket going on a nationwide bus tour dubbed the Reproductive Freedom Tour, and it will make stops in more than 50 locations around the country. The presidential election now entering its final two-month sprint to the finish line.
With the summer conventions over and the Labor Day holiday behind us, the two presidential campaigns are shifting into high gear for the final 9 weeks. The Trump and Harris teams will be focusing on a handful of battleground states, prioritizing travel and advertising in those states. The next big event on the campaign schedule is the Trump-Harris debate in Philadelphia next Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After taking Labor Day off, former President Trump hits the campaign trail again today. He'll rally supporters near Atlanta. Money has been called the mother's milk of politics. The Republicans say they need more of it, and soon.
The leader of the House Republicans' biggest super PAC told donors last month he needed $35 million more to compete with Democrats in the fall. Senate GOP campaign chair Steve Daines used his primetime speaking slot at the Republican convention to lament the massive spending from Democrats was keeping him awake at night. And his House GOP counterpart warned that their party's challengers trailed Democratic incumbents by a collective $37 million at the end of June. The next few weeks of fundraising will determine whether Senate Republicans can seriously contest Democratic-held seats in places beyond the red states of Montana and Ohio, and just how much Republicans can go on offense while still protecting their slew of incumbencies they have in blue districts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, in Venezuela, a judge issuing an arrest warrant for the former opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez and his backers questioned the outcome of the election, incumbent Nicolas Maduro's claim of victory. The Dow features down 205 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The school says the document requires it to be a place of girls and young women, must be interpreted as it was understood back then. SRN News. Well, for these youngsters, their lives turned upside down by the war in their homeland, some semblance of normalcy.
Ukrainian children now attending Polish schools for the first time after a change in a regulation aimed at getting Ukrainian kids back in school. For many youngsters, this week is their first time in school for several years because of double disruptions, the war and COVID. Many have been continuing their online education with schools in Ukraine from Poland. But now, the Polish government says it will withhold a monthly benefit of about $200 that is paid to families for each child if they do not attend in person. Jason Walker reporting.
Man charged with killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket in 2021 going on trial this week. He has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. More details at SRNNews.com.